as you advance into intermediate territory when it comes to strumming, now you can start leaving some space. You'll learn, as long as you have a regular motion with your hand, like I said, you can... And so that would be down, down, up, up, down, 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 up, down, 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 up. It's similar to the strum we just did a minute ago, but now you can leave even more space. You could go... A silent down in between, like down, silent, up, up, down, down, silent, up, up, down, down, silent, up, you know. Or you could leave out even more beats. You could leave out, you know, the more independent your arm gets and is not dependent on striking the strings to keep its momentum, then you're able to play all kinds of things. Another thing intermediate players need to know is there's only so many combinations of notes per bar. Now, if you don't read music, I'm not going to call them whole notes and half notes and dotted quarters and things like that, because that's just confusing for people who don't read music. But everyone will understand how many notes in a bar, right? So what I mean by that is there's anywhere from one note in a bar to 32 notes in a bar. And I'll demonstrate with electric guitar. So here's... That's one note, otherwise known as a whole note. That's two notes, otherwise known as half notes. And then there's three notes. Okay, that's a little harder, and I can show you how to do that in some other day. Moving on, here's four notes per bar. Five notes is not common, so we're going to go right to six. And then the next one is eight, three, four. And then the next one will be 12. Next one is 16. And then the next one will be 24. And then the next one after that is 30 seconds. And so you should at least be familiar with those. You can call it whole note and you can call it a 32nd note. But just be aware of that. And then, and last but not least for intermediate players, you guys know your scales and things, but you just carry on with the notes generally and you don't really play phrases. You don't think in phrases. So one easy way to develop that is call and response phrasing. You play a two-bar phrase, and then your next phrase mimics most of the first phrase, but changes the ending. Call and response can be also known as question and answer, but it's a little more open-ended than that. So the easiest way to do it is in two-bar phrases. Two bars in this case is one, two, three, four, two, two. So whatever I play during that much, I'm gonna reiterate it, most of it, but change the ending. Here we go. Repeated most of the phrase, and if I went down the second time, I'll go up, or you know, just some keeping a balance between the expected and the unexpected. If you do only what's unexpected all the time, you're going to alienate your audience because it'll just sound like random nonsense. But if you do only what's expected, it'll be boring. So there's phrasing 101 for you.